Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Morning Blessings. Come on in and take a load off. So glad that you've stopped in today. Grab a cuppa and get comfy as I share with you a little bit of insight and spiritual to feed all our souls this day. Well, good day all, and welcome back to the world of Bear. And yep, it's been a while since I fed the airwaves, but I had to step away for a bit to care for self, feed my soul, and do some things that I had been neglecting. However, it seems that I overstayed my welcome on the inside of my cave as Spirit decided to boot me out and get me back to it. And let me tell you, they had to literally drag me out and say, okay, enough already. But hey, y'all know exactly what I'm talking about, because the world is full of freaking chaos. So when you do the work that myself and others like me do, who wants to step into the crazy? Not me, for one, I'll tell you, but I get it. Can't assist others unless we take the step into the middle of it all and yell so all can hear. Stop. Take a deep breath and chill. Time to feed our souls and clean out the negativity. So, whether we want to hear it or not, we're all in charge of the crazy to a degree. And by that I mean that we can choose how it affects us. Because understand, this is a truth. The crazy, it's all around us, and it's hard to get away from. But we need to do just that. Social media, news media, and the modern day advancement of a touch of a button, we are seeing it all live, up close and personal. It's in our faces 24/7. And shoot, sometimes it's even us doing the pushing of the button thing. But like my dad used to say, if you don't like what you're watching, turn the channel. So perhaps that's just what we have to program ourselves to do. Turn our internal channels and be in a more positive place. How do we do that, you ask? Well, how about taking a step outside and taking a few deep breaths? Better yet, one for each direction. It's called breathing, and it aids in calming your body and mind down. Next, how about growing a thicker shell and not feeding into the negatives that present? It takes so much energy out of us, and stress is not good for anyone. And then the controlling of our emotions, and that can get tricky if we let it. But remaining calm but passionate about our belief system can prove to be a positive thing in any situation. So, this brings me to the next part that Spirit wants me to share with you all, and that is to pull a card from my spiritual and totem inside deck for the day. And the card that I have pulled is the element of fire. Actually, quite fitting for today, because fire is all about passion, drive, creation, and motivation that steps out in our lives. The elemental fire ignites within us the sheer will and determination to get the job done. It not only represents our own soul's light, but is about the divine fire that is within each of us. Fire has a place both here and in the physical earth plane, and secondly, in the spiritual one. Fire is powerful and needs to be understood when using it, both physically and spiritually. The elemental of fire can assist you with standing in your own power. It'll assist in manifestations as you move forward in positives to your goal. It requires us to tend and feed it as flame begins to dwindle. We need to use caution, though, with fire, as it can consume us. Yet it has balance and can also share light and heat. It shines and dances, leaping into the air, bringing light to the darkness, and thus the balance. It sings out for us to dance. Listen to the drum of our own heartbeats and share in the magic that fire brings about. Today is about following your instincts, channeling the inner fire to get the job done. Fire ignites the extreme within us to trust the ancient wisdom that is our genetic DNA, urging us to listen to that little inner voice, stop a second guessing yourself, and get it done. Do what is needed, for at the end of the day, there will be much to show for having done just that. Allow it not only to inspire you, but all those around you. Just remember, when it is evident in your life, the elemental fire needs to have balance and work with what is around your sacred hoop in a positive manner. Okay, we're going to take a short little break and listen to a song by Jan Michael Looking Wolf called Enlightened Path. And when we come back, we'll raise our voices and intentions to the sacred winds with prayer. Welcome back, and now let us join together to raise our intentions to our consciousness and voice by sending healing energies and prayers up this day. I call to the sacred winds to carry my words to the grandmothers and grandfathers of the north, the south, the east, the west, above, below, and within. I call to the sacred winds to carry my words to the winged ones, the four-leggeds, the plant people, the crystal keepers, the thunder beings, the angelic realm, to Mother Mary and Magdalene, my brother Christ, and all the nations that love us. I thank you for all the many blessings that you have shared with us today and beyond, and I ask that you hear our prayers, whether spoken or held silently within our hearts. Today I ask that you hear our prayers as we stand humbly before you, small and human, help us to remember we are all but a tiny part of a great universe and that we are all connected as one. Bring us the strength we need to walk our paths without ego, without judgment. Allow our hearts to hear what our ears are missing. Teach us how to allow forgiveness for others and ourselves. Fill our being with the unconditional love that you so freely offer all. And I call that we are reminded we are no better or less than one another. Guide us through our days to help us with our humanness, that we learn to reconnect with others in gentle and positive ways, offering smiles when they are needed without thought, shoulders or ears to help ease each other, and words that can uplift and will soothe. Keep our children safe and strong in this troubled world, and I ask on this day and days to come, guidance is shared with our children to help them as they walk their paths. Help open our eyes so we can learn and see the right way of things. Teach us to respect all life, no matter how small. Open our ears and our minds so that we may understand things that are being taught to us in good and gentle manners. Open all our hearts so that when the harshness of the world falls at our feet, we are able to cope and handle it with compassion and understanding. And I ask that on this day and the days ahead, we begin to recognize and release the things in our lives that no longer serve us in positives. Help us to realign them in a way that we can honor and imprint what was left on our souls. Assist us to release the old energy to be renewed into more positive place and mindset. For those of us that grieve, help us to release the despair, anger, sadness, and fill it with joy and honor for the good things we shared, knowing that the journey only changes when we walk from this plane. I thank all those who have walked with us and answered our call this day and in days to come, and I honor you, Aho. So my wish for you all today is that you ignite the fire within, but remember to balance it out by remembering to care for self, to feed your own souls, so that you will be able to be there for others when you are called upon. I send you all peace today, and may the love that is in my heart reach and find you all and fill your life with blessings. Thanks for tuning in today, and hope to see you next time here on Morning Blessings. Have a great day. Music provided by Chris Faree and Jan Michael Looking Wolf are available on iTunes and are part of the Wolf and the Bear Network. Feel free to contact me through my website at bearmedicinewalker.com or